Again, greetings you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For 3 weeks, we could be here. And again, I say it is a privilege and our joy, especially when we see all of you, we rejoice in the Lord. And when we think of this assembly, in a way we are satisfied, because satisfied when I say where Stanley and family are here, and as I have learned the word of God, many good aspects of an assembly I see here, and I understand there won't be any assembly in the world perfect. But when the Lord will come, everything will be perfect. But we are happy. And we are thankful because you have extended this time for us to be with you, and especially ministering the word of God. And Lord willing, we will be going to California, where our eldest son Sankey and family stay. We will be with them for 1 month there also. So kindly pray for the time we spend in US. And if the Lord willing, we want to visit a few other places. Because why I am telling? Because I have the disc problem. Disc compression problem, but I hope and trust that the Lord will help us, help me with the physical fitness. And I just want to spend maybe five more minutes on the work which is going on in India, especially which related to my life. Because few young men are here, I just want to say that if the Lord calls you, you should have a conviction of full-time ministry. If the Lord calls you, special call from the Lord, if it is there, you go forward and onward. For the ministry, for the full-time ministry, one needs to have a special call from the Lord. So to confirm it may take time. It's not a one day or one night or one week affair. It is an ongoing process. The Lord calls you, and the Holy Spirit helps you to understand the inner recesses of our heart. There is a voice, and he calls us, and we can be confirmed. The assembly approves that through our life and ministry. So may the Lord help if someone is there, because I had that. So it is my experience, so I am sharing with you. Another thing, you know, the servants of God in the past, they studied the word of God of their own, but nowadays, we have so many institutions, our institutions, to learn the word of God. So it is good to have Bible training. When we say Bible training, there are so many practical aspects one should know. A worker, one evangelist, or an elder should know. So many things are there. So the training is very important. And I had the privilege of being into institutions, and then even a few little correspondence course also I could do. And then another thing, if someone get into the work of the Lord, it is a teamwork. Team, and when I say at least husband and wife, they are team. And if you are a bachelor, going 2 by 2, it is very essential. In my life, all through my life, in the work of the Lord, it was teamwork only. When I was bachelor, we were together, you know, we had a team. And then after my marriage, the best team, we are together. all these years. So it is very essential for a worker or a person who is working for the Lord. It must be teamwork. And then I praise God, and I'm not boasting. It is a difficult task to be in one assembly for many years. The Lord helped us to be in Bethel Brethren Assembly in Delhi for 38 years. It is God's grace, you know, ministering in an assembly continually for a Pentecostal pastor for 3 years. After 3 years, they will be going place to place. You know, they have transfer and all. But for a servant of the Lord, one who is with a New Testament pattern and practice, so when we serve in one assembly, we will have to learn the word and be filled with the Holy Spirit and have the new messages and new studies. So waiting upon the Lord, it is very essential. So preparation every week, every day, it was necessary. The Lord helped me in that way. So, it is good to be in one place. At the same time, you know, the Lord has entrusted with many other ministries also. And people, pioneer workers, they move from one place to another place, like Paul and others in the Word of God. So it's all about the leading of the Holy Spirit. But for all these things, we need to have the leading of the Holy Spirit plus the wisdom of God. And may the Lord help us. And please pray for I mentioned about the assembly. Please pray for Bethel Brethren Assembly, North India Bible Institute. And the Lord, since 8 years, I am going to Pathanamthitta Brethren Bible Institute in Kerala. Remember these institutions. You know, other institutions we have, but I'm mentioning because I personally experienced the things connected with this institution, and pray for all these assemblies and institution so that the Lord's name may be glorified. Many are coming forward and getting into the field, and we understand their difficulties and problems. You know, when the older workers, they may not have the problems which the new workers facing. So those who come forward newly, they need more encouragement, because we are teaching them in the institute. We understand very many things, so we can help them in many ways. So please pray for the new ones, those who are going to new field. Now, the language is very important in the ministry. When I was 21 years, I left Kerala. So I don't have good Malayalam, I don't have good English. You know, I do not know American English, even British also. British only taught Indians to have the English language. I learned Hindi because I was working in North India. So you know, and myself understand that other languages are not perfect. But for the sake of the gospel, I must learn Hindi, because communicate the gospel in North India, it is very essential. The language is very essential. They will understand if we have weak in our language. So all this I have said because older people cannot get into the mission work for only young men can have the call and get, you know, mission field. You can go, anyone can go and help them and encourage them. But if you want to be a missionary, technically, when we say missionary, you know, it is cross-cultural evangelism, leaving the former things and going forward and be placed in one place, living and having the ministry, not, you know, for 2 weeks or 1 year, but, you know, life is sparing. Life is given for the special ministry of mission and be a missionary. So for that firm, for them, I am mentioning these things, you know, having the training and the language and, you know, the cultural, sacrificing the cultural things and getting into the new realm. So it's God's grace and the help of the Holy Spirit is needed for all these things. May the Lord help. Why I have mentioned, because last 43 years I was in North. I could know a little bit of this mission field. That's why I am sharing these things to you. May the Lord help. If anyone is willing or called by the Lord, be ready to have a new life as a missionary. It's not easy. With the help of the Lord, we can go by faith and seeing very many different things in front of you, you can come forward. May the Lord help those who are wishing for that. So let us get into the Word of God again. We will read Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. Second part, come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach. 18, second part, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. We have seen about the repairing a few things in the past week. Repairing the gates. 5 gates we have done. We have been thinking of repairing the gate of worship, and then the witness and the first love, about humility, and then sanctification. Sheep gate, fish gate, old gate, and then valley gate and refuse gate we have seen. So let us repair our worship life, witnessing life, and then first love towards the Lord and his people, and then having a humble life, and then sanctified life. May the Lord help us to repair. Repairing is possible. Restoration is possible. The Lord went after Peter, and then he asked, do you love more than all these things? Do you love me? It is very important thing for us to love the Lord. If we love the Lord, we will love his church too. And we will love the believers. We love other people, those who are not saved, loving the sinners. And then now we read verse chapter 3, verse 15. Verse 15, there we read about the fountain gate. Fountain gate speaks of the Holy Spirit, filling of the Holy Spirit. I am not taking all the reference in connection with the Holy Spirit. You know, most of the believers, we understand, you know, all the cross references of about the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. It is a commandment. We never waited for the Holy Spirit. when we accepted Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came in us and He is with us. He is a person. He is not merely a power, not like water and electricity, like people, many of the people think, but powerful person. And when we say we should be filled with the Holy Spirit, that means controlled by the Holy Spirit. 5:18 says, be not drunken with wine. That means, drink or not, that is not the question. That is an illustration. If you are filled with the liquor, the liquor will control you. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit will control you. That is the meaning. So the Holy Spirit wants to take our life and control us. Whatever we are filled with, that will overflow. If we are filled with the ego, if we are filled with our self, filled with anything, then the overflow will be the same thing. So if the Holy Spirit is there and we are giving Him to work in our lives, then that is the filling of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord help us. Many a time, our self-motive, self-interest is fulfilled. That means we are filled with our own self. And then many other things. But may the Lord help us to, when the Lord Jesus was talking to his disciples, people, John 7:38, it says, please read John 7:38. John 7:38, if you got it, you can read. It says that 38 and 39, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit. It's about the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. When Jesus was glorified, he ascended into heaven and the Holy Spirit descended on earth on Pentecost day, and he is at work. The power of the Holy Spirit we can have. So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the fountain, the rivers of water comes out. It's not only for us, for others also, giving life and joy. So we are not for ourselves, but for others also. Living water flows from the life. Even when we think of the regeneration, rebirth, born again experience, if the Holy Spirit is not at work, our preaching will not have any effect. Preaching is needed, but at the same time, the Holy Spirit works in hearts of the people. There, the regeneration and the new birth takes place. That's why, the effect of the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit and the communication, everything work together, and then a person is changed, converted. Conversion takes place. Some people say we convert people, but we don't convert. The Holy Spirit convert, and He got the power. We do not have the power. So with prayer only we get into the evangelism. There we see the fruits. May the Lord help us. Fountain gate, repairing the fountain gate. It is very essential. If we are not repairing and we are not yielding to the Holy Spirit, we grieve the Holy Spirit. It is written, we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord and the Holy Spirit gave you different gifts, at least one gift for one believer. And then you are not using it, not exercising it, then you are quenching the Holy Spirit. Quench not the Holy Spirit. Every believer has something or other. Even showing kindness is a gift from the Holy Spirit. So if you are not exercising it, then he is grieved. The Holy Spirit, the person, he is grieved. And we should not quench not the Holy Spirit. So it is like a command. And let us have the filling of the Holy Spirit. Then we come to chapter 3, verse 26. Verse 26, there we find another gate to repair. It is the water gate. The water gate. You know, I read in the Manorama when Nixon fallen, and there was a cartoon, and Nixon, you know, the man fallen and very small, you know, cartoon, and the very big chair on the top, and then this man is fallen. Just I am, you know, illustrate, not because it is not connected with this point, just in my mind came. What I mean to say, it is written underneath, the man, the person who became smaller and smaller and smaller because of some mistakes. So mistakes can take place, but we can, we should rectify it, repair it. Water grate speaks of the word of God. The word of God. Ephesians 5:26. Please read Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians 5:26. He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. By the word. Washing, sanctifying by the word. The word of God is an element which sanctifies us, and it is like water. Water is very essential for human life. The word of God is very essential. It is already revealed. God revealed everything. No revelation, no new revelation now. No need to wait for a new revelation. Everything is revealed, and not only that, inspired by the Holy Spirit and written, inspired. And now we need only illumination. We need only illumination. Read the word of God. Written word is there. Go through it, and then the illumination we need. So prayerfully we read the word of God, and the Holy Spirit explains everything. Difficult portions are there. Read it again and again, and connect with other portions, then we will understand what is what. May the Lord help us. Holy Spirit helps us for a new birth. At the same time, the word of God also works in the heart. That's what Peter says. And then for the growth, we need to have the growth and maturity. For that, we need the word. So study the word. Not only elders and evangelists and the leaders, but also all the believers should read the word and meditate personally. You know, like cities, the job, and in the responsibilities at home, everything, you know, we may not get time, but we should get the time. We should scheme and make strategy in our life, so that we will have time to read the Bible and meditate, so that we can grow in the Lord. When we go through Nehemiah chapter 8 and 9, no need to take, you read at home, there it says, they found the word of God. You know, till now, you know, repairing was going on, the word of God was somewhere, in the law was hidden somewhere, and then they found it. When they were looking for money, And there it was the law. And then they found that they took it, and Ezra was reading, a podium made, and he was standing and reading and meditating, and people wept. It is written, people wept. And then they had contrition in their heart, and they wept, and they changed their lives. And there was joy because of reading and meditating the word of God. It is very essential for a believer to meditate the word of God. That changes our life. So repairing water gate should be repaired. A water gate of our lives should be repaired. May the Lord help us. Again, we go to verse 28, chapter 3, verse 28. There we read a gate, the horse gate, the horse gate. All those who use the car or scooter, we understand, horsepower. This many horsepower your car or a vehicle is having. So power is connected with horse. Horse gate. Here it is. Horse gate speaks of the power in the Christian life. We have an enemy, Satan. He is very powerful, but not all powerful. Our God, our Lord, He is all powerful. He is omnipotent. But Satan is powerful, and he is at work. Every time he is at work, he is our enemy. We have fighting with him. We are soldiers of Christ. We are soldiers of Christ fighting with the enemy. We do not fight with the brethren. It is written in Ephesians, not with flesh and blood. We don't have fight with the believers, but we fight with the enemy, who is Satan. Some people are, not aware of his work, but we should think that we have an enemy. If India is not, India is ignorant of Pakistan, then they will fail. Every time, in Delhi, 24 hours, every second they are looking at a radar, and missile is kept, because they also kept the missile in Pakistan. So every time enemy can, come even to the capital of India or their capital. So life, in Christian life, we need to remember that an enemy is there. So defense, for the defense ministry, they spend a lot of money, because it is very essential. NDA, National Defense Academy in Pune, those who study and learn and have the training there, very much they have a hard time of training. A soldier must be trained. So we are soldiers of Christ, and we must be trained to fight with this enemy. And then we should be committed to the cause. We have some strategy, and we should committed to the cause of programs. And then endure hardness. As soldiers, they have hard times. They have to climb in many places where there is, climate is not suitable, and they find they have hard life. Soldiers, we also should be endure hardness for Jesus Christ, because we are His soldiers. Subhash Chandra Bose called people for independence. Independence, Gandhiji with non-violence, but Subhash Chandra Bose said, "Give blood, I will give you freedom. Give blood to me, I will give you freedom." But when about the Lord Jesus Christ, He gave life and blood for us, and He gave freedom also. So we are His soldiers. We are His soldiers fighting in this world. Satan has hidden agendas. Advocate Matthew written about hidden agendas of RSS, BJP. They have hidden agendas. They are practicing now it. Hidden agendas. Satan has hidden agendas even from the beginning. He is making people to fall down. Garden of Eden, first family fallen, and then 16th chapter, Abraham, the great man, fallen because he went down to the Egypt. Even today, the world, having difficulty because he went down to Egypt. And then Joseph, a man, because his faithfulness, the Lord was with him, he could withstand, and he fought with Satan. And then even Lord Jesus Christ, when he was a baby, the Satan wanted to kill before the time when he was a baby. Hidden agendas of Satan. And then to the church, 6th chapter of Acts, immediately after all revival in the on Pentecostal day, and then further so much of work done, and they were all rejoicing in the Lord, being together, having joyful time. But immediately 6th chapter comes there, the partiality and problems. Satan brought it. So there can be problems because Satan is having hidden agendas. In Genesis 3, it's written about him. He is subtle. He is a cunning fellow. He is not shameful of anything. And he is having cunning craftiness. We read cunning craftiness of Satan. People think he is like, Kali in Indian context. Kali, ugly face. But he can come beautifully and handsome person. He can be. So hidden agendas are there. We should have the power. Repair our horse gate. We should have the spiritual power to fight with him. Fight with him. And when we read my time is running up, and 2 Corinthians 2:14, we read about a triumphant procession there. After fighting, the soldiers and the general and the soldiers go through a wider road and marching, having a victory. And both the sides of the road, the incense they put and the smoke come out. And remembering those things, and Paul writes, we are in a triumphant procession. There we diffuses the fragrance of Christ. Diffuse the fragrance of Christ. Which is the knowledge about Christ. Knowing Lord Jesus Christ day by day and having the fragrance of him. And producing and that diffusing. And the world will know. And among the believers and outside, we should diffuse the fragrance. We are in a triumphal procession. Our general is going, and he is risen Lord. We are marching behind him. We should go onward and forward. We should not, there is no need to fail or fall, because he is strong, our general, our captain of our salvation. So rejoicingly, having victory, we can march ahead. So let us go forward and onward. In Ephesians 6, it says there are many weapons, armor. We read truth, righteousness, preparation for the gospel, faith, salvation, everything. But behind a person, nothing is there. So if we turn back, we will be definitely falling, because the arrows, the dart of Satan will come upon, and we will be failing. So we should not be turning back. We have decided to follow our general, our captain. We should not turn back, because we are soldiers of Christ, and living and going onward and forward. May the Lord help us, repairing the horse gate, our power, spiritual power. Two more gates are there. I'll go immediately. East gate, that is in 29. Verse 29, east gate is there. verse 29, it speaks of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of Righteousness. Before the Son of Righteousness comes, the morning star will be there. So he is the morning star for the church. He will appear. He will come again. As you know, Old Testament, all the promises were fulfilled. We have in the New Testament, the Lord himself, the apostles and the angels all declared about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming very soon. It is our hope. One person asked to another religious person, one religious person asked to a Christian, a real Christian, what is the difference between us and you? Say it in one word. Say it in one word. And then the servant of God said, hope. Hope. We have hope. That is the difference between others. Our Lord Jesus is coming, and he will take us away from this wretched world. And that hope influences us. That hope influences us. John says in chapter 1 John 3, it is a sanctifying hope. If we have that hope, we sanctify ourselves. And then 2 Timothy, Paul says, I have done everything for the Lord. I finished my race. The world, the Roman government did not give me justice, but the righteous one will appear and he will give me reward. So that is a strengthening hope. And then Lord Jesus Christ himself said a parable, a master going away and then coming back, and the servant should be faithful and wise. We should be faithful and wise servants in this world, because our master is going to come immediately. And it is a lively hope, Peter says, lively hope. And then Hebrews, it is written that better hope. He is gone personally at the right hand of the Father, but then he'll appear again. We have better hope. In the Old Testament, they did not have any guarantee that the high priest will come out. But then we have the guarantee, because Lord Jesus Christ, one who did everything perfectly, he will be appearing. So let us be ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us. One illustration, I may take two, three minutes more. Our teacher, I had the privilege to learn from Pandalam C.V. George, a teacher in the Bible college. He said, 75 years back, his marriage took place and he never saw his wife. On the day of marriage, on those days, it was like that. And on the day of marriage, she came, he also came, sit in the chair before having the pledge and all. They'll have preaching. So they came and sat on the chair before starting the marriage ceremony and all. He said he wanted to see his wife's face. He wanted to see the coming. After a few moments, she become my wife. How her face is, and he was looking at her, and there was veil. And he says she was also looking at me through the veil. I have seen that. Why he has said this illustration? Because we are engaged to our Lord Jesus Christ. The wedding is going to take place. He is coming. But always our heart is towards him, and his heart is towards us also. So we want to see him face to face. And even today, our longing to see. So that hope influences our life, and that makes mold us and make us in a different way. And finally, 31, chapter 3, verse 31, Mifkath gate. Mifkath gate, its meaning is appointed place. appointed place. It speaks of the judgment seat of Christ. Judgment seat of Christ. We read in 2 Corinthians 5:10, the 2 Corinthians 5:10 about the judgment seat of Christ. After he comes, he is going to give reward. So many rewards he will provide. There are at least 5 crowns are there. Crown of life for martyrs. Those who are dying in the name of the Lord, they will get crown of life. Crown of glory for elders. Those who rule, shepherd the church, they will get the crown of glory. And then crown of rejoicing. Those who are winning the souls, soul winners, they will get the crown of rejoicing. Crown of righteousness. Those who love for the coming, all those who are loving his coming, they will get the crown of righteousness. And then crown of incorruptible for victors, those who are having a victorious life for him, they will get the incorruptible crown. So he is going to reward. After he comes, he is going to provide. For every little thing, he will reward to his people. So that speaks Mifkad gate repairing. If we repair our life and then be ready to appear at the appointed place, the judgment seat of Christ, may the Lord help us. And we love him so much. Reward is there, but it's not that reward is there or not. But we love him, one who gave his very life. We love him so much, so we live for him and we work for him. And what a glorious day it will be when he will appear. We will be all together there. All our sorrows will be going away. And we see our Lord and our dear ones together. Let us be filled with the blessed living hope. May the Lord help us. Thank you for your prayers in the past and the help you have extended in the past. And we will continue to remember in prayers. And Lord help us to be faithful in the service of the Lord wherever he has put us. And continue to remember each other in our prayers. And thank you very much for allowing me to speak here in this assembly. And all the good fellowship we will be remembering. And continue to serve the Lord and glorify his name through our lives and ministry. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for this wonderful time, because we could worship as an assembly. We know that thou art pleased to smell the aroma of assembly worship. And we could do that in the morning, again sitting in the presence, thy word, the written word we have. Lord, help us to meditate a little bit from the Old Testament. Lord, we have to repair our lives, because we live in this world, we live in this flesh, and Satan is at work. Lord, help us to repair every day all the gates of our life, all the gates of our assemblies, all the gates of our families, so that thy name may be glorified. Lord, thou art a wonderful Savior who is our Master. Help us to be faithful to you and be wise in this world. We need power, filled with thine spirit. Fill with thine spirit, Lord. Lord, help us to be filled with the hope that thou art, our Lord is going to come. And know that we will have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Keeping in mind, we should be godly in this world. Lord, we thank you for thine word which washes us. We know that the perfection, we want to attain the perfection, but we see completely complete and full perfection when our Lord Jesus Christ will come. Oh, what a glorious day it will be. One who gave his very life, his church, and we will be together. We love you, Lord. On that day, thou art going to give the rewards, but we put everything at the feet of Jesus Christ and glorify the Father, because what a wonderful program through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, fulfilled. Today we do not know everything in a perfect manner, but what all we need we have in thine word, and we help us to meditate every day so that through our lives thy name may be glorified. Thank you and praise you for this dear assembly here, all the members of this assembly, all the persons and families, all the elders and the dear ones who are leading this assembly. Bless them abundantly. Lord, bless all the projects, especially the building project they are going to have. Lord, thou may open the heaven and provide everything in an abundant way so that thy name may be glorified. Thank you and praise you for all the mission work and evangelical work they are connected with. Bless abundantly, Lord. We remember all those who are having physical problem. Lord, heal them and give them spiritual fitness. In the days to come, if our Lord is tarries to come, Lord, help us to be more fruitful and effective and shining for the glory of Thee. We give Thee all honor and glory, pray in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.